Well, our studies about biochar chemistry in wet or tropical soil, kinetics and equilibrium of phosphorus sorption and desorption. This study was set up in Brazil, and the chemical analysis were made in University of Florida with Dr. Iraya Amaral Guerrini and Dr. Nicholas Comerford. Some biochar chemical properties. I think it's important to say something about it. It has a high reactive surface, improves the CAC, improves the soil water holding capacity, decreases leaching, traps nutrient, increases biomass growth, sequesters carbon in soil, and we have not a lot of information about phosphorus chemistry. And the proposed objective was determine the phosphorus soil chemistry in wet or tropical soil in the presence of biochar to determine the influence that biochar has in kinetic and equilibrium state of adsorption and desorption in wet or tropical soil. The experimental conditions. The biochar as we use it was a bio-oil subproduct produced by fast pyrolysis by 500 degrees Celsius. And we added 35% by volume inspired in terra preta or dark earth soils. And we maintained the water in field capacity in greenhouse. And we also added rates of 0, 100, 2, 3, and 400 milligrams per kilograms of phosphorus. And we characterized this charcoal doing 30 water extractions. And what we got was a high amount of salts, buffered pH around 7, a high amount of dissolved organic carbon, 23.9 grams per kilogram, a high amount of dissolved phosphorus, 909 milligrams per kilograms, 61% of the total phosphorus as we had in this charcoal. And we did the kinetic study also in two different methods with dialysis tubing and centrifuge tubing. Mm-hmm. The dialysis tubing, we used much less sample, but we spent much more time to get the equilibrium. This was doing just with the soil, tested with, just with soil. And kinetic sorption with 400 milligrams per kilogram added. Here we can see that just soil, it's stabilized in 24 hours. And when you have that amount of charcoal added, we got two times more, 48 hours. And for just charcoal, we had just desorbing in that solution. The kinetics of sorption, the result was the equilibrium time for phosphorus adsorption was two times longer when biochar was added to soil. And the reasons, the first reason is soil has one step, just sorption. And the mixture with biochar has at least two, maybe three steps, desorption, diffusion, and then sorption. And the importance is when biochar is added to soil, an equilibrium approach to modeling soil P, bioavailability may not be justified. And the kinetic adsorption also did with dialysis tubing, and we got a 72 hours to get the equilibrium. And here is the equilibrium sorption. The blue spots are just soil with a high sorption by phosphorus. The orange one is the soil in the soil and natural biochar, and the green one, it's the biochar we did thorough water extractions. What we can see here is that when you add a charcoal, the adsorption capacity is much lower than in just the soil. The result was biochar decreased P sorption. The reason is because biochar was a net desorbed of P because it has high soluble P content, and biochar phosphorus was probably sorbed to the soil sites, reducing the soil P sorption capacity and increasing soil solution concentrations. The importance of biochar washed or unwashed, salt or no salt, as I use it in the graphic, can increase P bioavailability, soil P concentration, by filling the high sorption sites on the soil with biochar P, making fertilizer P more bioavailable. And here is the equilibrium for desorption. All the rates we added tends to go in the same desorption area with a high coefficient partition with 1,500 and until 0.1 to 0.2, it's a great amount for most part of crops. And the conclusion is our biochar had a P fertilizer capacity, water extractable, with a lot of phosphorus, 61% of the total phosphorus dissolved. pH will be limited to the amount of charcoal that can be applied in the soil to the soil unless elemental sulfur is used to reduce pH for many crops or added much less biochar than I added. And kinetic of sorption required twice the time the equilibrium. And washed biochar provides for more P sorption than fresh biochar in a biochar plus soil complex. Biochar in soil provide a partition coefficient desorption value of 1,500 kilograms per liter, with a solution concentration near optimum for many agricultural crops. That's it. Thank you. Charcoal is a subproduct by bio-oil. Then we use a lot of different types of wood, sugarcane leaves, and how can I say cupping in the French? Grass. That's it.
When you did the phosphorus absorption experiments, did you control the pH? When you did not add biochar, was the pH the same as the pH was in the system that you added biochar to?
No, I didn't. And I also have, I didn't did this because in the extraction we got a buffered power.
So with the, you think that the impact of pH could also be a factor in reducing phosphorus absorption?
I don't think we have a huge impact of biochar, pH in this biochar. Because can you see the pH curve? We have a great buffer power around 7. I don't think this will be a big deal.
What was the pH in this?
Around 7.
It was already 7. Even though it was a tropical weather soil.
Well, just the soil, it's acid pH. With a biochar addition, it's around 7.
But that's what I'm asking. In the sample before you added biochar, you did a phosphorus absorption experiment. What was the pH at that time?
Acid. Huh? Yeah, acid pH around 5 and 6.
So my question is, when you add the biochar, pH goes up.
Yes.
Do you think that that change in pH could be a factor in the absorption of phosphorus, in the